Is there anyone's choreography that really sticks out to you on one dance with their celeb partner?
Oh my goodness. Well, for sure, hands down, one of my favorite moments in choreography and freestyle was Mark and Charlie's freestyle. Absolutely insane. Like they really all season, they really, really pushed the box and just did things that we've never seen before. So I feel like that probably, and like I just have always looked up to Mark as a choreographer. I've known him since I was so young. He actually trained me growing up. And so I've always looked forward or looked up to him and kind of looked to him for like examples of how to do things and how to kind of take something that is a step in a dance that you have to do, but make it different. So I always really think that everything he does is so cool.
How did you and Mark make that connection?
So he actually, it's kind of crazy. So Derek and Julianne grew up in Utah. Derek and Julianne moved to England to live with Mark and his mom to train in ballroom dancing.
Is that normal in the dance world?
Yeah, it is. Like a lot of people will like move their, like either move to their partner or their partner will move to them.
Because you do everything together. You do the competitions, you train.
Yes. You do everything. So like
Oh.
it's lucky that me, 'cause a lot of people my age would have partners that would like move to Utah to be their partner. So it is very common. And Mark Ballas's mom is like one of the most incredible Latin, if not she is the most incredible Latin coach that you can have. Like everybody
Shirley
wants,
Ballas.
Shirley Ballas. She is a legend, like an absolute legend. Everybody wants to train with Shirley Ballas. So it just made sense. Mark and Julianne were partners, and then Derek got a partner from wherever they were,
In England.
in England. But I think that got a tie with Shirley to Utah because they were from Utah. So Shirley and my ballroom coach at the time, Rick Robinson, they knew each other. Rick knew Mark and Derek, trained both of them and Julianne. And so he would ask them to come in to kind of work with his kids that he had in Utah. So that's kind of how the tie all happened.